We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
McDonald's fan recently launched a new website called McBroken that can identify which of the fast food chain's location have broken ice cream machines. The way it works is you type in McDonald's on Google, then that's it.
Hello and welcome.
Well, good morning.
Today is special because it is National Black Cat Day.
These dark creatures of the night.
Black cat.
A black cat.
Captivate our imaginations around Halloween time.
A black cat went past us.
What appears to be a black cat.
Your black cat is crossing my path.
He is one hep black cat.
Let's get this show started.
It's showtime.
What a riff that is.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, everybody. National morning. Black Cat Day?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. I got some more information in about 15 minutes about that, and it's specifically about this song.
I got to wait 15 minutes for that?
You do.
Who played guitar on Janet Jackson's Black Cat?
Who did?
Somebody famous?
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like it's one of those featured things. Is it Slash?
That's what I was thinking.
No, he did Michael stuff. I don't know if he did Janet stuff.
I thought it was. I'll look that up.
Yeah. Well, for the other stuff, we got to wait 15 minutes, but you're going to find out who's playing guitar right now. All right. This is The Wake Up. It's Tuesday, October 27th. Halloween is close.
I know.
We told you we weren't going to talk about it today, but we are. I mean, it's National Black Cat Day, guys. What do you want to do with us? I've been working on something, putting together my favorite Halloween songs that I'm going to put up at Y98.com, and it's a little journey.
Yeah, you're having fun with it?
I didn't know Journey had a Halloween song.
they put out a whole Halloween EP, actually. But Steve Perry sings the whole thing with those vampire teeth in, so it didn't do that well because you can't understand them. That's a Journey. That's a real solid Journey Halloween bit. Yes, Kev?
David Barry plays guitar on Black Cat.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Produced by Jelly Bean Johnson of Morris Day and the Time.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That song was?
Yep.
Boy, we're learning a lot about that song, and this isn't even the segment where we learn about that song.
All right, I'll give it up.
No, you can see if it's like a big blockbuster back in the day.
The blockbuster is On This Day, that song. By Miss Janet Jackson was number one. 30 years ago.
Oh, that's it?
Back in 1990, yeah. And it's weird. I tried to do some research.
I thought you were going to be like, there was a black cat in the studio.
No.
And Janet was trying to come up with her next hit single.
I'm assuming because we're close to Halloween, that song was number one on the charts. That's why today has become known as Black Cat Day. I couldn't find any other reasons. And I couldn't find out how long this National Black Cat Day goes back in time.
You couldn't figure it out.
Couldn't figure it out. So... there you go.
All right. So we got a lot coming up today, including a poorly researched back in the day.
Yeah, right. Thank God you didn't save that until then, because the buildup was so big. It was like, and the song was number one.
Yeah. It's all about the tease. It's not about the delivery. What?
About the what?
Oh, huh?
Tease. Okay. We should end this as quickly as possible. In addition to that, great stuff like Schmig, sports chatter, foodstuffs, but also Craigslist missed connections happening today around 7:35. Is that right?
7:20.
And we're going to do it a little earlier today, guys. We're going to do it at 7:20.
What do we always do?
Lance Hildebrand's been going through Craigslist. He's got some of his favorites. He's going to share them with us, and that'll be fun, so don't go anywhere. Should we take a look at this weather?
Yeah, let's do it.
Brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Today, showers. South of St. Louis. Yeah, that's right. Temperatures are going to remain cold. The high will be 46. Tomorrow, we're going to get some rain at night. High of 57. Thursday, rainy. High of 55. Right now, I got 37. Nice and cold right here in St. Louis. And with traffic, here is the one they call Lance.
By the way, on depending on which version of Black Cat you hear, it could be Nuno Betancourt of Extreme on guitar.
Oh.
It could be Vernon Reed of Living Color on
what?
Guitar. It could be Jesse Johnson of The Time, Morris Day and The Time on guitar.
Wow.
And Lemmy of Motorhead wanted to record a duet of him and Janet Jackson doing that song because he loved that song so much.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So cool.
Well, who's David Barry?
Yeah.
That's a great question. I've never heard of Dave Barry. Apparently, he's a friend of the guy who produced the song.
When we do Back in the Day, I want Kevin to go with, like, a few lame facts, and then Lance to come in and just blow him away with
the history
of today.
I'm like the closer.
I know.
Yeah, it's
impressive. You do a fine job, sir.
Nuno Betancourt. If you could work Nuno Betancourt into every segment today, I'd appreciate it.
It sounds like an extreme challenge, but I am ready to accept it.
There's a hole in my heart. It can only be filled by Nuno Betancourt.
Ding, ding, ding. I don't know where the bell is, but I'm dinging one in my head.
Oh, it's more than words can say.
Yeah.
Westbound 270, we've got a new crash reported near Washington Elizabeth in the center lane. We were already slow headed that way because of the work zone, but now it sounds like it's going to get even worse. Again, that's just reported in the last couple minutes.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Well, there are other things on this day besides Black Cat Day, your history lesson for October 27th, but I did do some research on guitarist Dave Barry. He did most of the guitar riffs for Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation. You can catch him currently on The Voice as part of their backup band.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and since it is back in the day and there's a big event with this upcoming artist, not just Janet Jackson, but he also did guitar work for Cher, and on this day, Cher married Sonny Bono.
Hey.
They got married in Tijuana, Mexico in 1964. Their marriage lasted 10 years. They had their daughter, Chastity, who is now Chaz, and their divorce was finalized in 1974. Also on this day, musically, let's look at, well, perhaps the biggest thing on this day musically was a little thing that happened just 6 years ago when Taylor Swift released her album 1989. Shake It Off, Bad Blood, Blank Space are just some of the hits on that album.
What an album.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
I mean, people who weren't Taylor Swift albums had to admit that that was a great album. There were people who were like closet 1989 fans. So good.
And then on this day 4 years ago, Twitter decided to disable Vine.
Oh, man. Without Vine, we wouldn't have had Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, okay.
He was a big Vine star.
And so what they apparently have done is they disabled the entire uploading process for Vine 4 years ago, but they let you continue watching the old Vine videos until last year when they totally removed the site from existence.
Until last year when they realized no one was watching the old Vine.
Yeah.
Vine.
So what's the deal? It existed, they bought it, and then just crushed it?
I think other stuff just took over. Vine was very short-lived. Like, you wonder what's going to... Oh, go ahead.
Didn't the same thing happen with MySpace? Didn't somebody, you know, some big corporate entity bought that, and then it just, same thing, other things overtook it?
Yeah. just kind of fizzled out.
And then Timberlake bought it, right? Or he owned part of it when they tried to relaunch it?
Yes.
Is it even out? What is there right now? Everybody stand by.
I know. I wonder if my MySpace page is still up.
Well, and as you're speaking of buying, let's go back 162 years ago on
this
day.
It's legit. It's here. It's like a Dave Barry tribute page, though.
When you go to MySpace.com, it has like news stories.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks says viral Fleetwood Mac TikTok video has blown my mind. That's funny that the lead story on MySpace is about a more popular social media platform.
Well, it's definitely not MySpace anymore.
Yeah.
And it's hard-hitting news.
Yeah, right.
Sorry,
Kev. It's all music stuff.
That's quite all right. We'll go from music to Macy's. On this day 160 years ago, Macy's opened. From Roland H. Macy, he opened his department store in New York City. Any guesses on how much money he made on the first day of sales?
$150.
$400.
No, $743.
$812.
$917.22.
$949.
Final bid.
$11.06.
$11.06?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which I guess wasn't too bad for back then. But
don't give up.
Didn't they just announce that this season, for the first time since Macy's opened, there won't be a Santa Claus at Macy's?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Lance just outdoing you all over the place today.
I know.
You better come up with a traffic update real quick to try to shove it back in his face, or else it's going to be a long day.
Yeah, that's right. Lance will have your traffic after Miss Taylor Swift's latest cardigan on The Wake Up on Y98.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Vintage tea, brand new phone, high heels on, cobblestone.
And I could have said a big get old stuff, but it kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So before you go.
Y98, it is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
Man, it was rainy yesterday. It was a little bit ugly.
Yeah. Perfect day to nap.
I agree. I did some napping.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I had to get out and realize my boots have a hole in them. That was not good. I know.
Did you do the, like, you turned it upside down and then your finger went through the hole and then you shrugged?
No.
Zoom out to a wide shot? No?
No.
Okay,
no.
I'm going to picture that regardless. So I'm a Bears fan now by marriage, mm-hmm. right? Because Emma's from Chicago. So we had a couple of Bears fans over to watch the game. They lost, didn't go as planned. But the highlight was dinner. Finally, yesterday, that pie drive-through opened up in Glendale right there on Manchester.
Yes. I remembered last night and I was like, ooh, we could do that. Except because I thought, oh, not everybody knows it opens today. No, everybody knew. Did you get food from there?
Yeah, and it didn't take long or anything. I wanted to be a part of history. I wanted to be on the day one because I knew that place was going to change my life.
So it's the old Philomena's. If you know where Philomena's is on Manchester and Barrie. That closed like the second day that the city was shut down with COVID.
And if you're super old school, it was Fox Photo.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And the site of one of my first ever accidents. So even as I pulled in there, because I never went to Philomena's, and it was something else, and I never went there either. As I pulled in there, I got this anxiety because I got in a car accident there when I was 16.
Oh, and you pulled into that parking lot to take care of business?
I was going through the... No. I was... It's work. Man, this is embarrassing. I was picking up pictures at the drive-thru back in the day. That's how you picked up pictures. That's the deal. And my sister was in the car, and I was in a blazer, I think. And we were not close enough to the thing. My sister's like, oh, you're... And she's, I don't know, 8. She's like, get closer. So I backed up. In the blazer, it was too high to see... I saw right over the car that was behind me, and I backed into this car.
Like
in the drive-thru.
But the good news is you were dressed nice, because you had a blazer on.
Right.
No?
Oh, man. No, I didn't love it.
So I got, I hadn't been in that parking lot, so I got a little nervous, and it was rainy, and there were a lot of people around, but I made it and without getting into an accident. And delicious. I love pie pizza. So I was a part of history. It didn't take long at all, despite it being opening day.
And they also were doing Mexican food and burgers and stuff in there, too.
Yeah, I saw the burgers. The burgers looked interesting. And there's a little nod to Filomena's, because Filomena's most popular dish. Sorry, I feel like I'm stealing a little food.
You love Filomena's.
I did. I loved Filomena's arancini. Have you ever had arancini?
Never even heard the word.
Oh, my God. What? It's amazing. They're like cheesy risotto balls that are breaded and deep fried. They're ridiculous. And so they have ricocinis that have chorizo and like Mexican rice inside as a tribute to Filomena's.
You redeemed yourself for that blazer thing. Any Rico Suave reference, I'm just a sucker for it.
It's so weird because Filomena's didn't really use that drive-through window, that photomat window, all that much. And then they closed down right when COVID happened. And it's like, oh my God, this would have been the perfect location because you have this drive-through window. You could have changed from like people walking into the window. So they were serving people through the window yesterday.
Oh yeah, that's where you picked it up.
Oh God, it's so great. I love that little space.
Anyway, we drove through there, picked up my pizza, and they gave me some pictures from 1993 while I hadn't been there that long, so it was a birthday party and a Chaminade mixer. It was a good time.
Did Matt finish on them?
Entertainment should make up in 6 minutes.
There's something in the way you roll your eyes.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Let's do this. It's brought to you by Club Fitness to celebrate the opening of our new Ellisville location. Join in October for 21-cent enrollment. During rehearsals for Dancing with the Stars, Cheryl Burke hit her head, but she danced last night anyway. And if you haven't watched it, spoiler alert, Monica Aldama from Cheer went home.
So. What's Cheer?
Oh, you haven't heard about Cheer?
No.
Yeah, you're going to have
to. Is it
to
the Cheers prequel?
No. It is not.
Where everybody still has to learn your name.
So Nelly, still in the game, everybody?
Yes.
Good for him.
I know. This is so interesting.
His shoes last night, awesome. Did you see them?
Were they the gold ones?
No, Freddy Krueger ones.
Oh, really? Wow.
Nice.
They were so cool.
There's this new, well, not so new phenomenon, but Billboard finally pointed it out, and it's kind of shattered the glass. The days when a single person could write a number one song, done. According to Billboard, in the 70s, just under half of the songs that reached number one on the Billboard chart were written by just one person.
And I thought you meant like someone not in a relationship when you said single person. Like, only, like you gotta have a significant other if you're gonna write a hit.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
This year, not one song written by a solo writer has reached number one. The last song to do it, Ed Sheeran's Perfect in December of 2017.
Whoa.
Wow. And
2017.
Terms of female songwriters, the last song written by just one female songwriter to reach number one, Alicia Keys' Fallen in 2001.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, like, the singer-songwriter, yes, there are people who are singer-songwriters. I still think, but it's like a collaboration. I don't know why that makes me sad. But
so let's bring it full circle. What are the odds of Scare Me reaching number one? Tim, how many people wrote that song?
The odds of it reaching number one are poor.
No, come on.
Very, very poor.
But how many people wrote it?
Lance, that's a really great question. Four. No more than four. The maximum amount of people who wrote that song is four.
Scare me, scare away. I've never been much for this world anyway. Through the creaking gates, soon knock down the door.
Oh. Yeah, as it would qualify for this, four.
Okay.
Okay.
Lyrics, was it all just, four? Was it all four members of your band, Ludo?
Yeah, and then okay. Andrew, but Andrew wrote all the lyrics.
Got it.
Yeah,
got it. Oh, you were heavy on the keys.
Well, we kind of wrote it. We were all in the room together and wrote the music.
Got it.
LudoRock.com for more.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande finally joining TikTok, promoting her latest single and album of the same name, Positions. Hugh Grant wants to do a sequel to Notting Hill. Ooh, don't get excited. Just to show how rom-coms are a huge lie. Ooh, I don't think anyone's going to let him do that.
I'll let him do whatever he wants.
Really?
Yeah. You think people don't want to know that rom-coms are a huge lie?
I think everybody knows rom-coms are a huge lie. They're just a form of escape, just like we don't have real superheroes who can fly through the sky with magic powers.
Right.
But you go see them anyway.
Yeah. Hugh Grant's like, and wait till I tell you about reality TV. We know.
It's not magic, Jen. It's science.
Oh, okay. And speaking of superheroes, there's a Chadwick Boseman-signed Black Panther comic. It's the number one. It hits the auction block. They're thinking it could get 25,000. The opening bid, 8,000.
Wow.
So pool your money, you guys. Kevin, you can sell a couple G.I. Joes. Tim, he's got his Ludo money. And maybe you can get this Black Panther comic.
Wakanda forever.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:30 and more online at Y98.com. Lance Hildebrand has traffic after J.P. Sachs and Julia Michaels on The Wake Up on Y98.
That's The Weeknd. This is Y98. You're listening to The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at The Wake Up Y98. Kevin and I with our ghost pepper donuts that we tried yesterday. That's on there.
Yeah.
Video. My take on Dancing with the Stars this season is on there. Lots of good stuff. At The Wake Up Y98 on Instagram. Follow us now.
My son was really interested about those ghost pepper donuts. He's into all things spicy.
Oh,
I think boys of a certain age, like, they accept any sort of ridiculous dare, and so they love the spicy stuff. He's watched so many YouTube videos about guys trying all these peppers. It's, I don't know, so many hours that he could have spent studying.
Are you guys encouraging it? Are you providing him with those foods?
Then he's kind of like, when faced with it, it's like, I will buy you a spicy pepper. We can do it. And he's like, he can talk a big game. You might be having trouble getting out of bed this morning, and there's a new study. Yeah, that's not really going to help you. 29 minutes of extra sleep, that's all you need to improve mindfulness. Paying attention, being in the moment. Yeah, they say that being more mindful not only can help you focus during the day, but it lowers your stress on a daily basis. It can alleviate chronic stress and prevent disease like heart disease, high blood pressure. And 29 minutes is all you need.
So are they saying 29 extra? Because 29 sounds like a nap. It sounds like just add that to your day.
Yeah.
Are they saying
per night?
Okay, so go to bed 30 minutes earlier.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's not so, when I see 29 minutes of extra sleep, I think hit the snooze button, but it's really go to bed a half an hour earlier.
Which is such a challenge. Yeah. I'm consistently going to bed 45 minutes to an hour and a half later than I should.
I know. I got in trouble because last night the kids were like, I'm in that weird position where sometimes I need to go to bed before my kids do. So it's 8 o'clock and everybody's just dragging their feet. So I just went upstairs and put on a sleep mask and got into bed. And people were not too happy about that.
Like, what do you mean weren't going to say,
hey, that's
that.
The way
they were like, you weren't going to say goodnight? And I was like, well, you guys were going to make it up here eventually and make enough noise that I knew I wasn't falling asleep, but I need to get in position.
Yeah. He's in the basement pounding ghost peppers as it is. He doesn't need to be bothered by that.
But yeah, and remember, 29 minutes of extra sleep does not mean hitting your snooze button, because that isn't really great. Sometimes
I'm addicted to my snooze button.
I know, but sometimes you start to fall, you end up feeling sleepier, because if you start to fall back into that deep sleep and then it wakes you up again, it just kind of is jarring.
I know, but I don't snooze because I think that those extra minutes are going to help me in my day. I snooze because I don't want to get up right then.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm not like, oh, these 9 minutes are going to improve my mindfulness. I'm like, I can, postpone the time that I have to actually get out of this bed.
I know. I've been trying to prep myself before I go to bed so that it's easier to get out of bed. Like, sometimes I don't want to get out of bed because it's cold. So I'm like, completely, like, super warm socks, like, warm pants. Sometimes I'll wear a sweater to bed. Like,
I can't do that.
Right. You have a motorman's friend ready to go?
What's that?
What is that?
It's just a jar, just in case. You got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to get out of bed.
What? I can't.
Motorman's friend?
Yeah.
Is that a brand name, or is that like a slang term for?
Slang term.
Oh, boy.
That is a terrible idea. No, just walk 10 feet to the bathroom.
I'm just trying to help, Jen.
In the middle of the night, in the dark, you're going to use a jar? That's not going to, something's going to happen.
The motorman's friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm offended by that.
That was Kevin, by the way. That was all Kevin.
I'm just trying to keep you warm in bed.
Whoa.
Oh, you have to do it in bed? This is getting worse. What happens if there's a spill? I don't even want to know. Okay.
Nobody should be keeping anybody warm.
It's the wake up or the snooze in on Y98.
Could keep my hands on myself. Think I'll dust them off.
Ooh, he's shirtless, and it's his new video. Harry Styles has a new video for Golden, if you want to check that out. It's the wake up right now on Tim jumping to the computer. Well, you remember when the Watermelon Sugar video came out, and it was right at the beginning of COVID. We were like a month in, and at the very beginning it says, this video is dedicated to touching. And we're like, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's Harry and all of these gorgeous women feeding him watermelon in a very suggestive way on the beach.
Like, I love the idea. There's like 20 directors pitching Harry on different ideas. And he's like, no, here's what I want to do. I'm on the beach and there's, I don't know, 20, 30 beautiful girls. And they'll feed me watermelon. And the manager's like, I love it, Harry. You're a genius.
It's the wake up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
All right. People are missing their offices. It's crazy. You know, here in our office, Kevin and I coming in the studio, a handful of people in here, but not sort of how it usually is.
Right.
I mean, what do you think? This is like 1/5 capacity of how many people are typically here?
And it's
a little weird. Easily.
And it's a little lonely. You know, there's parts I miss.
Sorry, buddy. What can I do? I'm here.
No, I just miss, I don't know, I just miss the people. I just miss the office group, you know?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. It was weird yesterday. We got donuts from Dunkin' and putting them out. And normally the food you'd put out would be gone in seconds. And it's a sad feeling when you leave and you're like, two people took donuts. Mm-hmm. It's just a totally different thing. And and then the weekend, I spent some time with some cousins and stuff. And all these people just, they're not going in, until next summer,
right.
Even, it seems.
Yeah.
Just empty offices all over the place. So,
I miss it. I miss being in the office. You know, there was that one week that my mom was in town and her bed was in the room where I broadcast. So, it was nice to be in there. It was nice to, like, be physically in a room with other people. And I honestly, like, missed sitting at my desk.
That's this list of things that people miss. The desk is on there and the chair.
Oh, yeah. Well,
if you had to choose one, Jen, your desk or your chair, which one would it be?
I have a real crummy chair. I have a crummy chair.
Oh, you do?
I mean, I get
a nice one in our office. We don't spend that much time in our office because, again, we're not. It's not like we all go in the room and chat afterwards anymore. I'm tempted to bring my chair home.
Yeah, you should.
I can't now that I said it on air.
I don't think the company owns that chair.
Oh, that's right. Somebody else owns it.
Yeah, and yes. He didn't want it.
I basically own that chair.
Yeah,
yeah, you do.
You do.
You do. It's yours.
If you guys want to say your goodbyes after the show today, you can. people miss their desk, their chair. They miss working in a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people's actual job descriptions have changed, you know? I mean, certainly so many people unfortunately let go, people furloughed and everything else, you know, in all these industries. But I think for so many people, it's like, all right, you used to do this, now you do this.
Yeah.
And I think so many people are like, yep, okay, cool, just happy to be working.
Right.
Yeah, and we're lucky because we're still, you know, even though we're still not in the same room, we still talk to each other every day. But there are some people who are probably surrounded by other people in an office. They didn't necessarily work together, but they were on a team, and now they're just by themselves every day.
Yeah.
It has to be really lonely.
People miss being able to just ask a question out loud and not having to send a message. I would agree with that. I mean, it's weird because we now, things that would have been phone calls in the past are now Zoom calls.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah,
exactly.
So in some way, there's some ground has been gained through doing that. But I do miss just walking down the hall and having a 5-minute conversation every day as opposed to a 60-minute Zoom conversation once a week.
Mm-hmm.
That also involves catching up on stuff that typically you'd all be caught up on. So just office banter, that type of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll do that. I'm supposed to be in charge of a meeting this week, so maybe we'll catch up.
A Zoom meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are Kevin and I invited? Kevin's lonely, so the more...
Oh, you didn't get the invitation?
The more you can keep him busy, the better. people miss hearing office gossip.
Eh.
There isn't office gossip as much.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
You can't be like, did you hear what so-and-so did in the break room? That doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, right.
It's like, someone wasn't wearing a mask or, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm. You also don't get stuck talking to that one person in the break room that's like...
Who is it? All right, let's all just say it at once. 1, 2, 3.
No.
Where were you guys? Kevin. Oh, no. Sorry.
You know that one person where you get stuck talking to them and then you kind of sneak away and you walk by the break room 45 minutes later and they've trapped someone else?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2.
No.
That's why I always send Jen out of the office first to run interference on whoever that person is, and then I can get work done for the show.
Well, Hansel the Brand has traffic after Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. They're still working as a team. Here's Senorita on the Wake Up on Y98.
Sorry you're lonely, Kevin.
So will you love to let my guard down and let you pull the rug? I was getting kinda used to being so will you love. Craigslist missed connections.
Sometimes in the moment, you're just too nervous to say anything. You get back home, you think about it, and it's like, man, I wish I'd said X to person Y. And then there's a thing that makes that happen called Craigslist. We comb through there, we find folks who are doing just that, and we share them with you, like looking for a special lady. I'm a 32-year-old male trying to find a 25 to 55-year-old lady friend to get to know for possible fun. I'm real, and I'm located in Washington, so I'm looking in Washington or nearby towns. I don't want to drive too far. I'm not a fake, and I don't want to deal with a fake either. So, if you're real and nearby and meet my age requirements, remember 25 to 55, I'm the guy for you.
Got a lot of requirements for posting an ad on Craigslist.
Yeah, I'm always fascinated by that. But at the same time, if you're going to... do that, if you're going to take that step, you might as well be particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
want. I want what I want, but I don't want to drive any further than 2 miles in any direction.
Yeah. I feel like you would have met all those women already, right? They're in your neighborhood.
Miss Connections.
Park pals. I was at the park with my son a few days ago. There, I ran into two beautiful women who were there with their kids. We had a nice conversation. Thank you for the chat. Hope to see you there again without the kids, and hope to do more there than chat next time. Ooh, there at the park?
That's not... Why take the time to write that? What's going to happen? They'll just know, next time I see you, know that he's getting down in business.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the
point? Meet me at the slide and come ready.
Yeah. Did he say what playground?
He did not.
Easy over there, Jen.
I was trying to say, if he did, those women are just going to pick a different playground.
Mm.
Tim.
Or are they?
Missed connections.
Lance.
Thanks for the music, Kevin. The man at the BP. We met Saturday afternoon. You held the door open for me and asked me what my name was. Hey, here's the door. What's your name? Sidebar, sorry. You were tall.
It was like I was there for a moment, just right in the middle of the action.
It's acting. You were tall, handsome, wearing sweats and a hat. I should have asked for your number while you waited behind me in line, but was too nervous. If you're out there, what kind of cigarettes did I buy? Ooh. Pop quiz.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah. I like the little nuggets at the end, the confirmation.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah,
I don't have time for imposters here. Either you're that person or not.
Right.
What kind of cigarette? Well, even if somebody was totally on board with somebody, would they remember that? Would you guys?
No, probably not.
No, I wouldn't. This guy's going to miss out on what I'm sure is the love of his life.
Do they still make Kent?
You know? I was thinking Virginia Slims.
Right.
Missed connections.
And we finalize with one specifically for Jen Myers.
Oh, great.
She's going to love it from the get-go because the headline is, you said I had pretty feet.
Oh, God. You know I have PTSD from that one guy who, like, tricked me into...
I think you have feet TSD, not PTSD.
Yeah.
Remember you ate the sandwich I made with my feet?
Oh.
That was less creepy than this. So this guy, he worked for an ad agency, and he had me come and read a script, but I didn't realize he had a foot fetish, and there was no real script. He just wanted to rub my feet. It was about a mattress. Yeah. It was for a mattress company.
There was no mattress. There was no ad agency. Oh. There was no guy. It was crazy.
It was weird.
Shouldn't there be a camera?
Oh, this was back before cameras.
Wow.
It's a long time ago.
I know. It was. It was a long time ago. All right, proceed with this.
Like the
nasty.
20s or something?
Matthew, it's a mattress.
It's more comfortable, see?
Now take off your shoes and your socks.
It's firm, see?
All right, read this thing.
We don't have a photographer. We have a guy that makes drawings of feet.
This is Vinny.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. It's like feathers or something. I don't know, kid. Just take your shoes off.
We've run out of time.
I got a quill and some ink. Let's go.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on Y98.
Taylor Swift on Y98. It is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. I think you heard all our names during Miss Connections because it got a little tense. So we're going to change from Craigslist Miss Connections and, you know, the seedier side of the world to kids and G-rated movies.
Yeah, and these are the G-rated movies that scarred you as a kid. there is a list going viral of the scariest G-rated movies that came out before the PG-13 rating system.
Oh, yeah.
So some of these may have been a different rating now than they were then. And a couple of these I'm looking at going, yeah, I can remember seeing that and being scared by that. Do you guys off the top of your head think of any, you know, and I would primarily G-rated. Think of a Disney cartoon or something you saw as a kid that you remember scarring you?
Yeah, I mean, I glanced at the list. A lot of them that I remember had, you know, dark moments. And it's weird now seeing them as an adult, you know, with my nephews in mind and being like, oh, that's going to terrify them.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, we've talked about before a lot of the Disney movies where, you know, unfortunately, the parent dies
yes.
in the first act.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa.
I don't remember any G-rated movies I was scared of when I was a kid, but I've, like, accidentally tortured my children. Years ago, we watched How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the 60s cartoon version. You know, comes on every holiday. It's for all the kids. And my son was freaked out for years. I think he was like a year and a half or two and a half when he saw it. And I get it. Like this angry green guy coming down your fireplace and stealing all of the presents. We didn't make it to the end. We didn't make it to the end. I was like, but his heart grows. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert. He gives all the presents back. He didn't want to hear it. And every night he would ask me, he's like, are all the doors locked? Is the Grinch going to come in the
no
middle of the
way.
Night? Oh, yeah. It was bad. It was bad. And I was like,
what's his relationship like with the Grinch now? Did he see the Jim Carrey one?
Oh, yeah. He's watched the Jim Carrey one a ton of times. We saw the new animated one that came out a couple years ago. He's fine with it. But then there were other films like Finding Nemo. You know, there's the part with Bruce, the scary shark. And I remember him looking at me and I just started, after the Grinch, I like started laughing and I was like, oh, Bruce, so funny. And he thought Bruce, like, he thought the scary parts were the most hilarious parts of the film and went to, so it's like all about how you handle it. Maybe.
Yeah, it's weird because, okay, one of the movies on this list is Toy Story 3.
Oh, at the end in the incinerator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All at the point where they're all at the brink of destruction.
And the evil toy.
Yeah.
I've never seen any Toy Stories. I know people hate me for that, but it came up this weekend. My sister was saying that's the one that they don't watch because that's Will's favorite movie of all time is the original.
Yeah.
But they won't do number 3.
Yeah, I wouldn't do number 3. And number 4's kind of heartbreaking, too.
Yeah.
I apologize for what I did. It's actually, for Will, it's Citizen Kane and then Toy Story.
Understandable.
Not sure. I just don't want to.
Monsters, Inc. is also on this list.
That was one of my kids' favorites for years, which is like counterintuitive because it's all about monsters coming through your closet and scaring you.
Right.
But Mike and Sully. Sully is so sweet.
The Princess and the Frog makes this list. Primarily because of the fate of Dr. Facilier at the very end, where he gets dragged down into the underworld.
He's
it's
a pretty
scary.
Evil.
What
yeah.
year is that one?
That was 2009. That's actually Disney's, I want to say, their last hand-drawn animated film. That's
oh,
the last
that
before
one.
Computer. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. It was called that.
Oh, my gosh. My daughter loves Tiana. She's her favorite princess.
Pinocchio is on this list.
It's been so long since I've seen it.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? That whole crazy thing
the
where
Pleasure Island and the kids turned to donkeys?
Yes, I do remember that as a kid and remember not being a fan. That was real scary.
Yeah, Hunchback of Notre Dame, I understand. Okay, that's the one where, you know, you get it with, you know, the rounding up of the gypsies and they're... He was going to burn the house down, man. It's a little, I get, there's some of these that I understand. And then The Secret of Nim, you guys ever see that one?
Yeah, terrifying.
Where the rats and the mice are, they have kind of almost human intelligence.
Yeah, real scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've blocked all this stuff. Maybe I did have scary moments as a kid, but I've just blocked it all out and suppressed those memories.
The one on the list here that's not an animated film is one, I want to say it's by Michael Crichton, called The Andromeda Strain. I didn't realize it was rated G. It's about a biological weapon from outer space that kills everyone in its path.
Sounds yeah. like a touching and drama strain
is rated G.
It's rated G. How does that get a G rating?
I don't know. I remember that movie. How on earth is that a G?
I don't think it's supposed to be a kid's movie.
They got to block off the entire area there. They're underground. All the scientists die. Yeah.
That's a G movie.
Even the art for it looks terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Although we're kind of living it right now, so I don't know.
Yeah.
So. Maybe it's good prep. maybe
you want to add to this list. I don't know. Give us a text. 531-9898. Tell us the G-rated movie that scared you or scarred you as a child, and then we'll give you more suggestions to keep away from your kids as we head into Halloween.
I get up, I get down, and
Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. We didn't mean to open up a can of worms when we talked about the scariest G-rated kids movies, but not only are people sharing stories about their kids being scared, but they are still scarred as adults from some of these films.
Yeah, somebody texted in Howard the Duck. Yeah, that's not G-rated.
But I could see, you know, seeing that as a kid and being a little freaked out. Same thing with E.T. I remember going to that and just being, you know.
There's a lot of intense stuff happening.
Yes.
I wasn't scared, but I watched E.T. when I was 5, and I had my kids watch it at the same age, and I was like, whoa, first of all, lots of cursing, and it was scary. They were freaked out by it.
Somebody said Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Totally. When the boat, the psychedelic weird. Yes. Terrifying.
Oh, no, I love that film.
You didn't find that a little scary? Willy gets real. He's real weird, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this about Willy Wonka. He's a weird dude.
I would be more freaked out by the Johnny Depp version. He's just, ugh. No, thank you.
Still scared of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and I'm 27.
Oh, yeah, the Child Catcher.
Oh, yeah, somebody else said my daughter was terrified of the Child Catcher for a long time.
314-531-9898 if you guys want to text us. Somebody said The Brave Little Toaster.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
That was on that list.
Yeah, they're the appliances, and they're almost going to get destroyed in the junkyard. Anytime, like, a toy or the item is going to get destroyed, that's the element of terror.
An inanimate object being destroyed, terrifying.
Yes.
Yeah. I talked about how my son was scared of the Grinch. Someone else texted in and said my daughter was terrified of the monster in Rudolph. Yeah, what, the Bumble?
The Bumble?
He just had a toothache.
Yeah, and the Bumble's bounce.
He was a little scary, though.
Sleeping Beauty, somebody said. Several parts where Sleeping Beauty was in the trance, pricking her finger, and when the Maleficent came across. I mean, Maleficent, terrifying.
Mm. Ooh, yeah.
And then a lot of people said Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah. Flying monkeys?
Flying monkeys are terrifying.
Yes.
The witch is terrifying.
Mm. The witch is terrifying.
The munchkins, terrifying.
Yeah.
trust me, they're terrifying. The whole thing. If you've got some, text us, 314-531-9898.
Y98 is KYKY-FM.
It is 8:03. It's time for Foodstuffs. I'm your host, Tim Convey. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, saltandsmokebbq.com. We talked earlier, it is in fact National Black Cat Day, but also National American Beer Day. Kev, your favorite American beer?
Budweiser.
Jen?
Yeah.
Lance? Leinenkugel's Berry Weiss.
There we go.
Ooh.
You deliver on that one.
Yeah, I like
Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Let me take that back. I like a Shock Top or like a Blue Moon. The ones where you can put a little orange slice in there. Those are good.
A little orange slice goes a long way.
Yeah.
KFC's fried chicken scented fire logs, they're back. You can get them at Walmart. Walmart.com or go into the shop. I mean, it's just a regular log fire starter thing. Here we go. But it makes your house smell like fried chicken.
Yeah, I don't know that I want that.
11 herbs and spices. I think it sounds kind of good.
It's like that bacon-scented mask. It's good for a little bit.
This, I think, is different because a home smelling like fried chicken, I've got no problem with.
Okay. Well, I guess we know what we're getting you for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm kind of into it. Fried chicken, fried chicken, yeah! Fried chicken, 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 fried chicken. Love fried chicken, and I love that song. New wellness trend. Listen up, everybody. Eating breakfast in total silence.
Okay.
It's better than yoga. Same benefits as meditation, but it's easier to start. You don't watch TV. You don't scroll through the news. You don't scroll on your phone. Just total silence. It slows your heart rate down. Your cortisol levels go up.
Okay.
Instead of focusing on clearing your head, just focus on the food and try to be present in the moment. It'll go a long way for your day.
I know. I'm guilty of doing other things while I'm eating, and then I think that's why I'm hungry all the time.
You're hungry all the time?
Yeah, a lot of the time.
Sometimes you got to tell your brain that you're eating so that it knows.
Right. They say not to eat while you're watching TV because you'll overeat because you're not mindful of what you're eating. So I get the total silence thing.
I should attribute that quote I just gave. Sometimes you got to tell your brain you're eating so that it knows. It's from some medical journal.
I can't take that's a good attribution. Some medical journal.
Yeah, right.
Remember the cake boss guy?
Buddy Velasco.
Yeah, remember he had that injury?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever find out what happened?
Something he was bowling, right?
Yeah, he has his own bowling alley because he's the cake boss, so why wouldn't he? And the pin
Velasco
pin setter, right?
Yeah.
Was broken, and he reached in to try to fix it, and it impaled his hand.
Wow.
I know, he's doing better. But TLC is doing a big old special on his recovery.
Yeah, because they're not sure if he can use that hand anymore.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can you still be the cake boss?
No.
That's the question.
I think you need both hands to be the boss.
Obviously, holiday's a busy time for him, so that's a TLC special that's coming up.
And yeah, just what you want to feel warm and fuzzy during the holidays, learning about someone's impaled hand.
Well, they're overcoming. I mean, they're going to triumph over adversity.
I don't know.
Who hasn't had a injury with their private bowling alley pin setter?
I did get my hand stuck in the bowling ball return at Emily Clack's 7th birthday party.
There you go.
So Clack.
So Belliotti, actually, but yeah.
And finally, Drake. Drake.
Drake Watts.
Drake. Drake had a birthday party for himself over the weekend, and somebody got a hold of the menu and posted it online. Get ready for this. One of the items on the menu was mac and cheese with sun-dried tomato, capers, parsley, and raisins.
What?
People are losing their minds.
Is that French? Oh. Putting raisins in your mac and cheese?
Blank. I don't know. People are fighting about it online. What do you guys think?
I liked it up until the raisins.
Sure. Like, all that other stuff is a little, you know, it's fun and different, but it doesn't sound crazy to me. We've seen that stuff in mac and cheese before, but raisins?
I want to know if this is a chef thing where they are trying something or if this is Drake's favorite way to eat mac and cheese. Let's get the Drake Watch reporter on it.
I don't know. If you're a chef and you're doing Drake's birthday party and you're excited, I don't know that you're going to take that risk without it being specially requested.
Right.
Right.
That's a good point.
Thank you for that, Jean Tim.
That's what I think. I think Drake's into it. This whole time I've been trying to come up with it. You only call me on my... And it doesn't...
You only call me when there's raisins.
That is enough. That's food stuffs.
Food stuffs!
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
We go together. Like you did on me.
Sports Chatter!
Well, Tim was not very happy last night that the Chicago Bears lost in Monday Night Football to the L.A. Rams final last night. Rams 24 and Chicago 10. So,
man, you know, I'm a new Bears fan, but I also hate the Rams. Mm-hmm. And I hate I hate that
Universal
big old stadium. I just, ugh.
Yeah. Who don't, really? Who don't?
Who don't? Right. Let's talk about some football news off the field. And this is a good one. Washington football team head coach Ron Rivera completed his final cancer treatment yesterday and rang the bell on the way out. The video of that is on our website at Y98.com.
Nice.
Yeah, they have a really cool caption there. Different kind of Monday victory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly right. That's the good off-field news. Let's talk about the weird. The Dallas Cowboys, they are having a year. Not going well for them on the field, even off the field, when yesterday Cowboys defensive coordinator, and by the way, isn't he doing a bang-up job, losing to Washington like 25-3 or whatever the final was. Cowboys defensive coordinator Mike Nolan had to exit a Zoom call yesterday afternoon with an injury after he got hot sauce in his eye.
Oh, dude. Man.
Wait. Okay.
That is one juicy burrito.
Whoa.
I don't know. COVID-19 cases in L.A. County have spiked in the last few weeks, and the L.A. County Department of Health says, quote, it's highly likely, unquote, that Lakers watch parties and championship celebrations fueled that COVID spike.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How much are they up by?
I don't have a percentage on it, but it's a significant bump in the wrong direction in the last few weeks.
They've been saying that like in small indoor gatherings are leading to a big spike. Yeah. I believe it.
World Series Game 6 tonight, do or die for the Tampa Bay Rays. Dodgers lead it 3-2 and can win their first series since the late 80s if they win tonight. Tonight's game is at 7. And since we're talking about the World Series, let's talk a little World Series memories. It was 16 years ago tonight that Boston beat St. Louis. Game 4, 2004 World Series.
Oh, man.
And that snapped the Red Sox 86-year-long championship drought, and Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore were there filming scenes that showed up in the movie Fever Pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was tough. But man, it wasn't even...
It wasn't even close.
No. Like, at least, you know,
And those Red Sox fans didn't know what to do. They were stunned. And then it just took a little bit of time until they became cocky and really annoying again.
Yep. And they've won a lot of World Series since then. I mean, they had a long stretch with nothing and a bunch in the last 16 years. But let's end with a good note on this day. It was 9 years ago, the David Freese game. 2011 World Series.
Yeah.
Game 6. That was on this date in 2011 when David Freese was the hero. How many times was he the hero? Many, many times in that game. St. Louis won that game 6-10-9 over Texas in 11 when on several occasions the Cardinals were down to their last strike. One strike away from being eliminated. They came back. They beat him in Game 6. They beat Texas, who were shell-shocked, the next night in Game 7 and won the 2011 World Series.
I cried. Oh, yeah. Anybody else cry?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember.
Did you cry at the home run?
No, I cried the next day because I fell asleep.
Oh, you did? Oh, God. I cried at the home run.
Well, yeah, because it was one of those things where if we won, we were broadcasting from Busch Stadium the next day, right? So it was like, do we stay up? Do we not stay up? Oh, God, so magical. And, of course, the story about how they Texas had already posted their celebration menu and ordered all these bottles of champagne. And so they took that order from catering and made copies of it and put it on the locker of every single Cardinal. So they knew.
Be careful with that stuff. It's this year, after the Dodgers won the first game of the World Series, everybody's like, they're 3 wins away. It's like, they've won one game. Mm-hmm. I mean, they might end up winning it, but you're right. That's the kind of stuff that ends up on the bulletin board and fuels the other team.
Yes!
Sports Chatter!
Entertainment Schmig coming up in just a few minutes. We'll talk about someone wanting to thank a special person who helped them out when they were 5 and kind of made them who they are.
Check my nails, baby, how you feelin'?
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Kazakhstan replies to Borat and the new film that's brought to you by The Schmig and Club Fitness to celebrate the opening of our new Ellisville location. Join in October for 21-cent enrollment. Get to Borat in a little bit, but tonight on TV, whoo, Tim is going to be busy. You have the World Series, The Bachelorette. It's about a roast. Margaret Cho's on there teaching the guys how to roast someone.
Love Margaret Cho.
And
I'm going to be flipping back and forth quite a bit.
And then will you flip over to the two-hour fifth season premiere of This Is Us?
No. I've never seen an episode of it.
Yeah, apparently they're dealing with COVID. Like, if you've seen the trailers, they all have masks on, and it looks like they are doing their quarantining at their family cabin.
All right.
Lots of Randall Kevin stuff.
I'll be watching those other two.
Quick story. I thought this was kind of cute. Questlove from The Roots. You know, great band. Also Jimmy Fallon's house band for The Tonight Show. He's trying to track down this woman named Ellie, who when he was 5 years old bought him a turntable and his first record, starting his record collection. It happened back in the 70s, and he's sharing the story. He wants to see if he can get in touch with her.
He should try to track down the kid that was holding a kick drum that he didn't hold the door for, even though he made direct eye contact with me. He should try to track him down so he can apologize.
I know. I figured the story would bug you, since it seems like a sweet Questlove story, and he wouldn't hold the door for you.
Just saying, it was
not we'll move cool. on. We'll move on. How about the latest song to hit 1 billion views on YouTube? It's the first solo artist from the 90s to join YouTube's Billion Views Club. And it is...
I don't know.
Kevin, I thought you
know. Oh, I have it. I was waiting. And it
dramatic
is...
Dramatic effect.
And it is... Whitney Houston. She joins groups from the 90s. These are other videos that have had over a billion views on YouTube. Guns N' Roses' November Rain. Yeah, because that's like a movie. It's like, what, 11 minutes long or some craziness? Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit. Yes. And the Cranberries' Zombie.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
People love that song.
Yeah.
And I like the Cranberries, but that song, I think I just heard it too much, and then there's so many terrible covers of it.
I didn't even do it for you in Schmig last week, but Miley Cyrus just covered it, and I was like, no, not doing that. It was a lot. Kazakhstan, not real thrilled about Borat when the first movie came out. They think it reflects poorly on the country. But now that the second Borat movie is out on Amazon Prime, if you have Amazon Prime, it's free. They're using Borat's catchphrase for their tourism ads.
That's actually very nice.
Very nice. That's very nice.
Very nice.
Sacha Baron Cohen helped them out because he said his version of Kazakhstan has nothing to do with reality. One official behind this ad campaign said, listen, during COVID, tourism spending is way down. So it's not that our country was mentioned in the nicest way, but it's good to be out there.
We'll take what we can get is what they're trying to say.
He said he chose Kazakhstan because nobody knew about it. Nobody in the U.S. knew anything about Kazakhstan, so he could create this fake world. And Kazakhstan's a really beautiful country, the opposite of Borat's version. So, yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't just make up a place.
I think originally when that came out, I think a lot of people thought it was made up. And then it became, when you're watching the Olympics and you're like, wait a second, this is real.
Kevin didn't realize it until the Olympics.
No idea. Right. If it's not on a risk board, I can't help you.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online. You can get the 630 Schmig in podcast form at Y98.com and wherever you download your favorite podcasts. And Lance Hildebrand has a look at traffic up next.
Their Olympic uniforms, by the way, they've adopted the Borat singlet.
I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself.
Y98, it's The Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Lance and me, Kevin. Time now for celebrity birthdays. Famous people born today, October 27th. We'll start off with one of the original members of Monty Python's Flying Circus. And he did Fawlty Towers, and he's been in Silverado, and he's done a ton of other things like A Fish Called Wanda. How old is Mr. John Cleese?
And he's venged himself against a man of, believe it or not, come on, man, attack me!
Oh, man, so many great Cleese lines over the years.
78?
75.
82.
81.
Wow.
Staying on that side of the pond, how old is Ozzy Osbourne's daughter, Kelly Osbourne?
Hey, I'm like taking all my vitamins, juicing, and just trying to stay positive.
Juicing, okay.
Yeah, she's lost a ton of weight.
Remember she had a song? It was kind of good.
She did.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of Avril Lavigne. That's kind of good.
Well, and then she had that duet with her dad, too.
Really?
I don't think it was a big hit in America. It was a big hit in the UK.
She's 30.
30.
She's got to be older than 30. I think the Osbourne show is like 20 years old.
35.
34.
36.
Nah, I went the wrong way.
Wow.
She used to be married to Donald Trump and is the mother of Tiffany Trump. How old is Marla Maples?
And even though I love him, we don't always agree.
65.
Really? You think that old? 55.
61.
57.
Wow.
Okay, this guy is not only a father of a director, but a great director himself. He's directed films like Stripes, Meatballs, Ghostbusters, Twins, Junior, Kindergarten Cop, and Dave. How old is the father of Jason Reitman, Ivan Reitman?
I think I've been fortunate in sort of honing in on good conceptual ideas that turn out to be interesting movies.
I think he's 80. Maybe not. I maybe overshot that one.
70.
Blah, blah, blah.
73.
75?
74.
All right.
And finally, he's the lead singer of Duran Duran. How old is Simon Le Bon?
My name is Rio, and she dances on the sand. Just like that, river twisting through the dusty land.
Is he ready for AARP? Is he 65?
Oh, man, you can be AARP at 50.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yep. Has their recording career been 40 years now? It's got to be close to that.
Yeah, I was thinking Rio was like 83, 84, 85-ish.
63.
That band's been together for 42 years in some way, shape, or form. That's crazy to think about. Simon Le Bon is 63.
That's not what I said.
Tim said 63.
It's such a good answer. I liked it. I wanted to.
Yeah, we're going
to
double down on that one. Is it right yet?
It's very close.
Okay. All right, what did Jen say?
65.
64.
62.
Ah.
That makes him Social Security eligible if you're an American.
He's not. I have a friend who's writing a book on Duran Duran, and I was saying my favorite Duran Duran moment was when they were on House of Style. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And they went shopping with Cindy Crawford?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Huh.
They were, it was like the height of their powers, the height of her powers. It was just, it was, I did that House of Style documentary, and that's a big part of it. It was, just, it, I don't know. They were something, Duran Duran.
Here's Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
All right, westbound 270.
Harry Styles on Y98. If you missed it earlier, check out the podcast because I did a killer Harry Styles impression.
You did. Yeah.
Thank you.
You really did.
Glad I have your support.
Very well done.
Other things to check out at Y98.com. There's an Instagram account devoted to miserable husbands on shopping trips, and it is blowing up. It's exactly what you think it is, but everyone makes you laugh. It's there's an older gentleman who has fallen asleep while his wife is trying on clothes. There's a guy who's just waiting outside with a ton of his wife's shopping bags, and it's I see my future in this. We all know that moment. I think you could do one with miserable children on shopping trips too.
Yes. Oh God!
I still get anxious sometimes if I'm in certain departments of a shopping mall where I'm like, I gotta get out of here, because I just remember that as a kid being like, get me out of here. But it's real funny. Check it out. Y98.com.
We got a lot of texts today about, pretty much everything we talked about. We started early this morning talking about what people miss most about going into the office. Someone said that at their job, they split it up. So 25% of the workers go into the office every fourth week. So they rotate.
Interesting.
And when we were talking about how we miss, like, just having conversations with people, stopping by and asking them a question and talking for, like, 5 minutes... someone said, you're being a millennial or a Gen X. And I was like, is that a bad thing? But she said, no, I was referring to working in a team environment. It's a generational divide between Generation Z and millennials and Gen X. As technology grows, social gatherings shrink.
Wow.
So the younger you are, the better you're doing with this, because you're used to just communicating via phone or email.
Whereas X likes to get together and party. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Somebody said if Gen Z could work through TikTok videos, life would be good. But old people need social interaction. Thank you. Thank you for that. and then we talked about children's movies, G-rated kids movies that terrified you as a child or terrified your kids. And we talked about a bunch of those texts earlier this morning. Someone said, a couple people said Bambi. I don't think we mentioned that one. Homeward Bound. Did you ever see that film?
Yeah, but it's not scary. It's just sad, right?
Yeah. Someone said, this isn't a G-rated movie, but her daughter was scared to death by the movie Coraline, and still to this day, her daughter's 18 years old, and she refuses to even talk about the movie.
It's those button eyes.
I was a little scared by that one as an adult. Yeah. That, I agree. It's creepy. Well, and it's did Neil Gaiman do it? It's all,
yes!
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. So,
scared. I hear you on Coraline.
Yeah. And Labyrinth with David Bowie.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
If it had not been for Labyrinth, we would not have your band's name, Tim.
Right.
That is true.
Ludo comes from Labyrinth?
Yeah, the name comes from Labyrinth. The band would still exist, and they exist today at ludorock.com. Let's get those views up, guys. Let's hit 25,000 by Halloween. LudoRock.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.